his old LGO. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 16th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And while a dystopic ride it is, to be sure, some housekeeping, I suppose. Quickly, I neglected to mention, I actually kept thinking of it and didn't get to it yesterday. So a little bit of housekeeping, Glenn, somebody in your area, Glenn in Philly, somebody in your area wants to connect with you. I guess, you know, feel free to call in and we'll see if we can facilitate that. Someone wants to discuss problems and viable options for solutions, I think. So hopefully that's the case. And, you know, speaking of that, I was wondering, there's been talk of different things and wouldn't it be great to build something like that? You know, what would it be? Would it be like a Mastodon installation or something like that? Probably not, but who knows? What would it be? What would be the, you know, meetup for the real American everyman type of a thing? I don't know, but it would be, it'd be great to build something like that. And so, you know, there's that. There's, gosh, with all of the technology these days, I mean, like I said yesterday, it's not that, it's not as if it's all that much more impressive. The hardware is faster. The software isn't really, it's not really that much better than, you know, some of the stuff that we've had for a long time. Obviously, it's, you know, on the open source circuit. I don't know, there's interesting stuff happening. PHP is faster, but there's conjecture that unit 8200 is helping with PHP these days. So along with increased performance comes, well, fun things. And the LAMP stack is, you know, more performant, but it's not as though, you know, the middleware especially is that much more capable, I guess, than the old Perl commands or the, you know, curl stuff that, you know, you can still make use of. Nobody's writing anything in Perl these days, but it's still just as capable. More of a back end than a middleware, but It's just interesting. What would it be? What would it be if we could make something? So you have, you know, things like Mastodon. You can download it on GitHub. Electron.js, I've talked about, it's another, it's what Skype is actually built on, among others, Discord and some other of the social apps are built on Electron.js. So you have these tools. Gosh, you know, if a few of us got together, we could probably do something really cool. I know that Jim Lee has been working on some things for a few years now, and it's interesting how those things, it's interesting how time just gets away all of a sudden. And before you know it, it's been 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years. Very interesting. So somebody out in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia area, wants to connect with you, Glenn, and you know, it'd be nice if others were doing the same, but what do you do? You know, because it's difficult not to want to retreat to one's own island, knowing about how, like, the efforts of COINTELPRO work, for example. What is, I mean, Rand Corporation wrote the book on infiltration and subversion. There is, speaking of the sort of confluence of Machiavellian whatever, Marxist infiltration and subversion, Rand Corporation published that monograph, The Advent of Net War. Remember that? Back in 1996, 22 years ago. And speaking of John Arquilla was one of the co-authors with David Ronfeld, and they were running around saying, well, we've been around the world a few times for a few years now, already in 1996, saying the internets are going to give rise to sprawling, leaderless networks, headless networks of criminals and terrorists and fundamentalists and et cetera, et cetera. How did they know? Well, they created it. But, you know, and they talked about the reemergence of groups like the Tea Party and so on and so on. But it'd be, gosh, you know, seems like in spite of all of that, if there was an opportunity to be had, it would be with this highly performant hardware that we have now. I mean, as an example, you can go to Pendrive Linux, for example. Pendrive Linux. Everyone should have an operating system on a flash drive anyway, just for, you know, just in case, emergency purposes. It doesn't cost anything. $10, basically, you know, $10, $20 to get a flash drive with several gigs of memory these days. And you just go to Pendrive Linux or something like that. And there's all kinds of tools that you can get, obviously, also to do all kinds of interesting things. But, you know, you stick something like that on a flash drive and then throw, you know, you can throw a multi-boot installer on it. And who knows, try out different Linux distros or even choose one to install, maybe like a dual boot partition on a piece of hardware that you have. And so as an example, you could take, I mean, anyone can take one of these old boxes, a desktop or a laptop or something like that, and you do all kinds of things. You know, you can throw a different operating system on it, a Linux operating system that makes these things, these old devices, run like new. Actually, you can't run Windows, you know, 10, for example, on some of these old devices, but you can certainly install a more lightweight and performant version of Linux on them and use it for all kinds of things. For example, you know, we could install one of these social networking platforms and make it available widely. I mean, who cares if you have, for example, one of these old pieces of hardware, an old box, for example, an old desktop box that you throw a social network on, maybe you back up to something every day. And if it crashes, I mean, if your box gets crashed and it wasn't being used anyway, its effective market value is zero anyway. So not a big deal. And if it's backed up, you can redeploy it quickly and easily. So just interesting that's not happening. And again, Electron.js, you know, is open source, so why not roll your own social networking platform, essentially, or your own Discord or Skype or whatever. Why don't I do it? We're all busy. We should have our own Google Summer of Code initiative, our own Summer of Code, Patriots Summer of Code initiative, or something like that. Interesting. These things don't happen. Meanwhile, bad guys just keep forging ahead. I responded to a message on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook much these days. I have a sort of, a violent reaction to it, I guess, or a loathsome opposition, something like that. But I sent Donnie a message significantly after the fact, so I apologize, and to everyone else, which is why I kind of mention it. Like you, I'm busy, and so I apologize for not responding sooner. But he asked about the clip, the Reagan clip, and it was John Judge, right? John Judge, the Reagan shooting, 1988, I believe. So, the late, great John Judge. Right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. You know, what do you do? I mean, again, a lot of this software ends up feeling like bloatware. You know, you install a bunch of node dependencies and you end up with a bunch of stuff it doesn't seem like you need. And then along with that, you know, my mind always thinks, who can comb through all of this code and who is assured that there is no backdoor in any of this? So what do you do? But, and, you know, you have to wonder, I mean, all these free tools. And so Microsoft just bought GitHub, and IBM bought Red Hat, and, you know, all of these tools are being gobbled up. And it was also interesting, speaking of that, you know, I was thinking about the government shutdown and the way that, so-called anyway, again, there's a lot of government going on for a shutdown, but just the way Donald Trump is acting more and more like the supreme grand poobah, you know, what I would call the rise of Hitler. Signs from the Road to Serfdom, Chapter 9, Chapter 10, Chapter 11, etc. Remember Senate Report 93-549? What the White House can do as a result of all of this emergency stuff. And so, you know, we hear Donald Trump says, well, you know, if we just declare a state of emergency, then we do all kinds of stuff. Gosh, that sounds familiar. Where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah, it was National Emergency Powers, 98-505. Updated September 18, 2001. How convenient. This is what happens. You never want a perfectly good crisis to go to waste, right? National Emergency Powers. Updated a week after September 11, 2001, the same day Norm Dixon's article was published over at Green Left Weekly, how the CIA created Osama bin Laden. But never mind that. Never mind the facts, right? National Emergency Powers, in which the Senate report 98-505 referred back to you know, background in history includes reference to Senate Report 93-549. That never happened, did it? Senate never really commissioned a special committee on the termination of the national emergency, right? Oh, but yeah, 1973, that's right. Yes, that did happen. And how surreptitious to use that report from the Senate Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency as a pretext to, you know, dictatorial powers, emergency executive authorities. How convenient. So that's, I just think that's interesting. And now you have, you know, what's been happening. And just this, I mean, it's weird. America sounds crippled and inert. Again, you know, oh my goodness, Donald Trump he's holding the country hostage. I thought this was America. And, you know, 800,000 federal workers, oh, we have to eat too. Right. Yeah. Hayek wrote about this, among others. But his, to me, is the most sort of distilled and curated version of the problem. It incorporates that aspect. So it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. That's what happens. You know, you get led into this hen pen, as it were. You get yourself hemmed in, and then suddenly the government trough, the dole, goes away, and everyone's, you know, it's pandemonium because it's a boneless chicken ranch in America and no one remembers how to actually do anything. It's kind of ironic, I think, you know. That's what happens. That's how they get you, as the expression goes. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back. Let's move on, shall we? I keep threatening to get to Francis Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future. It seems like, I don't know, things come up whenever I do that, so that's interesting. You know, and speaking of all of this stuff, thinking of the words of Malcolm X and First John chapter 3 in particular. But, you know, it was a provocative observation, the way that he put it. The press is so powerful in its image-making role. It can make the criminal look like he's the victim and make a victim look like he's the criminal. This is the press, an irresponsible press. It will make the criminal look like he's a victim, victim look like he's a criminal. If you aren't careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And that's exactly what happens. And, you know, for whatever it's worth, 1 John chapter 3 is a good reminder. Again, I just, you know, I'm constantly reminded. And believe me, I mean, if this sounds like I'm saying I don't struggle with these challenges at all, that's nothing to be further from the truth. I definitely struggle with these challenges as much or more than anyone. The frustration, not wanting to suffer fools for any length of time. The problem is, you know, it's a relative term, and I have to constantly remind myself that by some measure, I most certainly am just as much a fool as anyone else. So, in particular, love one another. So, 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, King James, "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." The death cult, you know. "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us," which reminds me of Romans 5:8, among others, "and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." And so, you know, the death cult, hatred, it's interesting. The well, TrueStream Media just published a video yesterday. It's already been viewed about, what, 42,000 times or something this morning? 50,000 now. "Does society realize it is being initiated?" It's the title of that video. And it's a provocative video. I'm, you know, you always wonder, anybody else noticing this stuff? It's interesting that some see it very clearly, others see nothing at all. And they open this video with the quote from Michael Hoffman: "What we're witnessing in the wake of the public enactment of these alchemical psychodramas, whose spiritual consequences for mankind are far more momentous than most have thus far guessed, is a process of global occult initiation." And that's precisely, you know, that's sort of the operative concept. And again, this goes back to Pike's allegedly spurious letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, August 15, 1871. Who else is talking about that? And yet, the colliding of forces, I mean, don't we see it all? The World War III aspect of the letter, fomented by taking advantage of differences caused by the agentur. See plenty of agentur on the stage of the Illuminati. We see the Illuminist hidden hand everywhere. Between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world, that we see again every day. You know, just interesting how caricatures are created and propped up, and then essentially through contracts of adhesion, people are attached to these caricatures. We're all just sock puppets. Yeah, we're all sock puppets. No, we're not. We're not sock puppets. Not just all of us. None of us are sock puppets. And we shouldn't associate with those sorts of caricatures, which are intended for nefarious means and purposes. The war must be conducted in such a way that political Islam and political Zionism are mutually destroyed. They mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, be constrained to fight to the point of complete exhaustion in every way. Are we seeing that? Seems like it. Everybody everywhere is getting drawn into this specious conflict. "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists." Are we seeing that? Nihilists have no regard for the sanctity of tradition and history and so forth. Atheists have trouble with the sanctity and priceless nature of life of people in general. Trees are great. And again, this is a generalization, and I'm not casting aspersions. It's just kind of the ideology that goes along with, a set of beliefs. It ends up being that. It's not everyone. But, you run into a sort of moral dilemma when you – if you start to head down the path of atheism because – if that's true, where does the moral construct derive from? Why are we all born with a sort of innate sense of right and wrong? Because, if the theory of evolution were true in this context, wouldn't it, if the preservation of favored races or, natural selection were true, in either case, wouldn't the sociopath rise to the top and extinguish the moral dilemma once and for all? It's just, a question. So why do we even have it at all? Sort of rhetorical question. Anyway, we see this, the rise of the nihilists and the atheists. You certainly don't see the rise of the temperate Christian Orthodox conservative, not a neocon or a Christian Zionist oxymoron. Christian Orthodox conservative, which is redundant, but terms get conscripted and become terms of art. So what do you do? If I just say Christian, then it's becoming a pejorative because of the conscripted nature of language. So I'll say Christian Orthodox conservative. You don't see the rise of that. Bible reading folks running around talking to each other, loving their fellow man, loving their neighbor as themselves. In 1 John chapter 3 fashion, hereby we perceive the love of God because he laid down his life, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and yet that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. 1 John chapter 3. So, it's the opposite of the death cult ideology. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And speaking of the TruthStream Media video, they go through a segment on Celine Dion's latest exploits, which is really, is it not painfully obvious what's going on? It's unfortunate. If we all just stop indulging in this stuff, they Aaron and Melissa talk about the fact that these pop icons, essentially, it's gone beyond just a craze, which again, James Perloff reminds us was all contrived, all manufactured. But that's been what? A generation, two, maybe three generations ago now. So who can remember that? John Wesley told us what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. So now it's gone to a cult-like religious fanaticism. They give some examples. And, people just stop doing it. Turn it off. What would happen? So, you have this strange stuff that Celine Dion is doing, putting skulls on children's clothes and things. I am reticent to even discuss this kind of stuff. It just devolves quickly, I think, usually, at least in my experience. And I'm not sure this is the venue for that. So anyway, all of this correlates to this letter attributed to Albert Pike, August 15, 1871, the most prophetic letter never written. So World War III, political Zionism collided against political Islam, drawing all the nations in, those being worn out and destroyed. You look at, it's just the oxymoron, the hypocrisy of having Israel and Saudi Arabia, never mind the fact that we were told specifically, warned, cautioned, admonished not to have favored nation status. No nation should have favored nation status. The only nations that should have favored nation status are those of the several states. That's it. The states of the Union, they get favored nation status. All others, you know, commerce with all, entangling alliances with none. And again, under the umbrella of virtue, morality, and religion, there are difficult moments. The Barbary Pirates incident is one that we're reminded of lately. You know, mainstream folks want to remind us of that. But again, you know, it's the same sort of, I would say, contrived, fomented, specious conflict. Not a genuine, you know, spontaneous, organic uprising. So political Zionism collided against political Islam, unleashing the nihilists and the atheists, drawing everybody in, the origin of savagery, the most bloody turmoil. I mean, this is what seems to be happening. And you know, you have this reference to the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, but it's not real Christianity. Where can you find it these days? Where do you find those who are trusting, who are walking by faith, not by sight, for example? Because Bible tells those who its would-be adherents that whatever is not of faith is sin. So who's walking by faith, not by sight? Trusting, reading, praying, walking by the, you know, faith in the urging, if you will, or the compulsion of the Holy Spirit, so to speak. Who's doing that? Where do you find those people? What you generally see is people who try to use this alleged faith as a thin veneer for going after the same trappings that everyone else is. There's a real, in most cases, I would say, there's a very thin line between the, you know, name it, claim it, Zig Ziglars and those charlatans, the secret, and then these other folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast.
Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. I think I'll dive into Lies My Teacher Told Me and just finish that up, and then the rest of this stuff too. Because it all goes together. Again, it's all sort of the same story. The operative concept from Lies My Teacher Told Me here, as it applies, is the conditioning. And how people are conditioned. I mean, it's just fascinating to me how a generation or two ago, I'll tell you what, you try to force stuff on people, and there was, you know, there was some soft conditioning. Obviously, there was a lot of propaganda and misleading. I know several folks who tell stories about, you know, parents or grandparents who spent time working in, you know, agencies like the OSS, for example. Little did they know. Wasn't quite the heroic effort they were led to believe, but that was then. And this is now. You know, you could make the case, I think, then, although there were reasons to suspect even then. But, you know, you could make the case, especially because of the times, that it was, you know, much easier to believe, much harder not to believe, that this was a patriotic endeavor. in the authentic sense. Now we know, I mean, the fruit from the poison tree pretty much says it all. And it doesn't matter what example we borrow from, seems without exception, the fruit is poison because the tree is poison. Why don't we ever talk about that? Dozens and dozens and dozens of regime change campaigns, for example. Who decides? According to Smedley Butler, you know, if you listen to Smedley Butler and Edward Bernays and Joe Kennedy and whomever, not very many people. Is that okay? Why would we send our brave, courageous loved ones in service to this kind of nonsense? Again, especially when you read Anthony Sutton's work. Why would we do that? That just seems insane. Doesn't it? It's an insane mind that would do something like that. Deranged. Disturbed, certainly. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.